Love and marriage, love and marriage.
You know, Woman Day is coming, and good evening and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. And I open with this song, so, you know, it's relating to Women's Day and marriage and everything that makes so much sense in my life. And, yeah, today is the what is that today? What is today? The 8th? Is that today? The 8th?
The 8th of August.
The 8th of August. Today is the 8th of August, and the year is already 2018. You know, while we were sleeping, all those things were happening. And, yeah, and today as well, the Jewish day today is the 27th of Av. Am I right? Is it 27th of Av, or I made a mistake? All right, about the 27th, 28th.
Very close, and in 1 month, it's gone. The year is gone.
The year is gone, believe it or not. You see.
What? It's Elul. And that's it. Done.
Irene's earphones don't work.
Okay, that's fine.
All right. Let me tell you what it is.
Let's not do it again.
All right. Yes. So yeah. So we started it with the love and marriage of Frank Sinatra. There's actually something to do. Today was going to be a very, very happy show. I hope it's going to be happy. I mean, for men it's going to be happy because it's the one day you can relax, because tomorrow there's Women's Day and I don't think it's going to relax. And my name is Roy Perez and I want to introduce my porn stars. So for that, I've got all my porn stars here. So first of all, we're going to introduce my fifth porn star, Sasha Star.
This is Porn Stars Unplugged.
What was that?
That was Porn Stars Unplugged, wow, you see. Nice. So now, yeah, from the deeps of Hyde Park, he comes to us, the gentle giant, also known as our coin, antique, and memorabilia expert. His name is Eitan Nadler.
Good evening, everyone.
Yeah, from 96 Anton Drive, running a beautiful establishment.
Really? Not, get this right.
Not the most beautiful. A beautiful establishment called Top Cash is also our Swiss watch and diamond expert. His name is Leon Rimon.
Hey, good evening. Thank you.
He's a decorated journalist, our blogger, and South Africa's best movie critic. Say hello to Peter Feldman.
Thank you, Roy. Thank you. Are we on? Yes, we are. Thank you.
Are we on? All right. Oh. She's the lady that gives me a hard time. No, she's not my wife. She hails from the deeps of Cashin in Hyde Park. She's also a jury person. If anyone needs a ring or any, for any occasion, call her offices and talk to her. 011-325-7777. Her name is Irene Bauer.
Or just come to the shop. Hello, darling.
Last but not least, the rumor says she gives the best service of the whole industry. She hails from 96 Anton Drive. Her name is Nicole.
Hello, good Friday. Unfortunately, tomorrow we close, so you're going to all miss out. So Friday and Saturday is the time to come.
All right, Friday and Saturday. We can't say on Saturday, but the Friday at least. Yeah, all right.
Yes, okay.
So, okay. Please don't forget to like us on Facebook page as Porn Stars on 101.9.
And don't forget to watch all the videos.
Oh, yeah, you can go to Instagram and watch the videos now of us doing
not
all
only
the
on
things.
Instagram, on Facebook, I'm watching them on Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook, Instagram, and you can go into Porn Stars on 101.9. You can check them all, and it's really
And if
really
you
nice.
If you don't find it there, go to Roy Peretz.
Roy Peretz, R-O-Y-P-E-R-E-T-Z.
Please.
Also YouTube. Yeah, also YouTube as well.
You can watch all the movies there.
And if you're watching from all over the world, you can just go to www.chaifm.com, and you can go into podcast. Under Wednesday, you're going to find Porn Stars Unplugged, and you can laugh away. So, yeah, we are there, and please, from all whoever sends us, send us emails. You know, motivate us, because we need the motivation. Yeah.
And don't forget, also listen, we are giving away double tickets to the new Metro movies. And you can go and watch and enjoy yourselves, and it's all free.
So don't forget our telegram number, 0618951019. The SMS number stays 34519. What's our WhatsApp number? It's the same number. So
we
WhatsApp number. We don't have a WhatsApp number. He said we've got.
Vossi said we've got, but we don't
have
it.
We have a telegram number.
Alright. Okay, so maybe he meant the telegram.
Maybe
let's,
he meant
let's keep with the telegram.
But you know what? You can go with my WhatsApp number. If you've got a WhatsApp and no telegram, 0836100209. I'll read your messages. As long as they're not rude and whatever, I'll read them. So thank you so much, guys, and let's go for the show. So if you stay with us, you'll hear, you'll listen to Peter talking about new movies, and we'll give away 4 tickets, which is 2 pairs of tickets at a beautiful, beautiful New Metro Cinema. You'll also hear Eitan talking, beep, about a lot of stuff. Irene says she's going to shut my mouth. And,
we'll push the borders a bit.
We'll push the borders a bit.
A little bit, I promise. Not too much.
Push the boundaries.
We'll push the borders.
You can push the boundaries. I will push the borders.
Exactly. So, listen, today is a Woman's Day.
No, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
For me, it's today because what is
always. Yeah, you start to suffer from tonight, yeah.
You think?
No, actually, well, his wife went out with friends and he have the whole night.
Listen, look in the calendar. Do you have a man day?
No, you don't.
Ah, because it's hidden. It's hidden behind the woman's day. We are the supporter.
Yeah, every day is men's day.
Oh, right. Yeah. Like
you
said,
see, they're starting to cry from tonight. That's why I said.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
I think Irene's getting a little aggressive there in the corner. Irene, it's your special day tomorrow.
What do you mean?
Every day is men's day.
Every day is men's day.
When you hold the microphone, don't hold it by the place that you talk. Then we hear the noise.
You're right. Listen, let me tell you something. Tomorrow is going to be a women's day. Today, we'll celebrate men by just talking a little bit
celebrate
about...
Celebrate men?
Yeah, we have to celebrate
men.
We
never celebrate men.
Well, we have to. I mean, I'm telling you that we have to. Okay. So I've got this song specially for the women. I call it Evil Woman. And I think it talks to all of them.
Quiet on the set. Can we please have quiet on the set?
The movie review with Peter Feldman. And we're here with Peter Feldman. And what's up, Peter?
Right, Roy, we've got a couple of movies opening on Friday. Actually, they're opening tomorrow. That's interesting. They want to capitalize on the Women's Day.
Yeah.
The movie I actually liked was called The Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Pie Society. It's a long name for a delightful English comedy. It's set just before the war, and it stars Lily James. Now, Lily James' name's come up quite a lot recently. Her career is blossoming. She was in Mamma Mia, here we go again. She's been in Downton Abbey. She's been in a few other movies. And she's the key person in this movie. It's about a group of book lovers who are on the Guernsey. They all live in Guernsey. And Guernsey was under Nazi occupation during the war.
Really?
I didn't know that. And the film is set in 1946, just after the war. And Lily James plays a writer who had done a book about life during the war, and she'd been invited to go to Guernsey to talk about her book. And when she got there, she discovers this whole little group of people under the name the Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Pie Society. It's quite a mouthful. And I must say, it's about these different characters and how they survived the war, and they've all got secrets to tell. And she wants to write a book about all these people. The problem is that these people aren't too happy to be in a book. And she got engaged just before she left England. And when she gets on the island, she meets a very handsome guy. And there's romance in the air. So there's a lot of things happening. There's a mystery. There's dubious stories going out. And I must say, it's very well done. It's done by Mike Newell, who is a very well-known film director. He did 4 Weddings and a Funeral. And here he's come to the fore. He hasn't done any movies lately.
Let me stop you there. And I forgot to mention that people must pay attention to the names now, because we're going to ask the question that will
I'm going to mention some of the players, some of the people in the movie.
People must remember.
So you got Lily James, and then the handsome guy who's a pig farmer, who invites her over to give a talk at the club, at the society.
Don't forget to send us on Instagram 061-895-1019 and our SMS number 34519. Oh, sorry, Telegram 061-895-1019 and our SMS number 34519. You can also SMS my personal SMS 0836100209. Carry on.
The guy who plays the farmer is quite a handsome guy, and I think people who watch Game of Thrones will recognize him. I think his name is Michael Haseman. And also Tom Courtney, who was a great actor. He passed away last year. And Penelope Wilson. Now, a lot of the names, actually three of the names, were in Downton Abbey. And they're part of the British cast. I thought it was a delightful comedy. It was a mix of drama and comedy. And it was very well made. And they used the location very well on this island. Yes.
I want to know if there's any sharks on the movie.
Not here, but there is a movie coming out, which I think everybody's going to go and see, as opposed to the movie I liked. It's called Meg. It's not a name of woman. Meg, Roy.
Meg.
Yeah, you know what Meg stands for?
Meg Ryan.
No, Meg, Meg is real. About a prehistoric monster shark.
And you said it's not a woman. What's the difference?
Well, you've got to see. You've got sharp teeth. And suddenly this shark surfaces. It comes and it starts eating people. Jason Statham, who's the hero figure.
Oh, baby.
This is like a reworking of Jaws. I haven't seen the movie. They didn't show it to the media because they know it's going to do well.
I've seen
the media possibly are going to shred it.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people are going to go and see Meg. And they can see it at the Extreme, New Metro Cinemas Extreme and 4DX. They can actually feel the water and they can really be part of the movie if you're that way inclined. Another movie opening, which we didn't see either. I don't know. They don't want to show it to the media because we'll be too critical about the movie. This is called Superfly. It's about a cocaine kingpin called Youngblood Priest who wants to get out of the game after an attack by his rival. He's hoping for a last score, so he goes with his partner to Mexico for a big deal. But he has to outmaneuver the Mexican cartel, corrupt policemen, and double crosses. And you can imagine it's pretty action-filled. And people who like Adrenaline Rush will probably enjoy that.
But do you like it?
I didn't see it. They didn't show it to us. I'm just mentioning what the options are. The only movie I saw this week, which they showed us, was the one with the long title, Roy.
Okay.
And then there's an animated feature called Charming. It's a reworking of Prince Charming from Cinderella.
And it's for kids or is that
it's,
for adults?
Yeah, it's a kiddies movie, but some adults might enjoy it. You know, it's very average. It's not Disney. It's made by an independent company. And I, you know, the characters are a bit wooden. But the story flows and I think a lot of people enjoy it. So there we go. We got Meg, we got Superfly, we got Charming, and we got the Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Pie Society.
So what is the question?
The question is, name me two of the characters, two of the actors in the Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Pie Society. Just give us their names. I did mention it. And we'll send you tickets as soon as we pick the winners. You'll get your Mobi codes, which you take to New Metro Cinemas. You can't see the movie on the week of release. You've got to wait a week so you can see anything else. You go to the New Metro Cinema. You give them your Mobi code, which I will send to you once I get it from New Metro. And you just go there, give it to them, and you'll get your two free tickets. The four tickets, actually, they're two for 2D movies, and they're two for 3D movies. So there we go, Roy. Thank you.
No, thank you. So, guys, 34519, that's our SMS, is 061-895-1019. That's our Telegram. And 0836100209, if you wanna WhatsApp to me, I will definitely. So we need two names, and you'll get two tickets. How's that?
That's great.
All right. Two names, two tickets. So, thank you, thank you. And I'm going to go to a nice song. Listen, tomorrow is a Women's Day. So let's respect women by going to, this beautiful, I think it's a beautiful song from, I don't know if you guys like him, but I'm quite a fan of Roy Orbison.
This is Pawn Stars Unplugged.
Believe it or not, we're back. And, it's not a bad song in the background, but, So what do we have today? So today we have to talk nicely about women, because tomorrow it's Women's Day, believe it or not. And, you like the song?
It's nice.
Sweet Caroline.
Neil Diamond.
Let me tell you. No, I don't care about Neil Diamond. What I know is, I had some,
he cares about Diamond, but not Neil.
Diamonds.
All right,
know why? Because they are girls' best friends.
Are they? And men's worst enemies.
So oh, yeah.
For you.
All right.
Not all men are bad.
No, not all men are bad. Me, for instance, I'm such a good guy.
Yeah, but all women are horrible.
Yeah, let me tell you. You know what? I hate this guy. No, I actually don't hate him. I actually like the guy, but I think this is going to be better for you guys because I know my audience that like, Santana more than this guy. So this is Smooth from Santana. So in the meantime, while we talk about, the wonders of women, I'll tell you something. Picasso said, let me tell you what Picasso said. Picasso said, no, listen, hold on a second. Picasso said, women are machines for suffering. Do you know that? All right.
That's
so
deep.
That's deep. It is deep. It's a machines for suffering.
I've got for you a question.
Okay. That's all? I thought he said some. That's all he said?
That's all he said. He said woman. No, he said many, many other things.
Shorten to the target.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me, do you know when a woman is saying something smart?
Please tell me.
When she starts the sentence with "a man once told me,"
guys, we're not. That's we're wait, it's only half past six. Are we doing jokes already?
Oh, it's half past six. It's 18:31. You can make jokes the whole day. I mean, it's not a problem. It's not a difficult job. Yes.
When does a man have his best ideas?
I really don't know.
When he's plugged into a genius.
Oh, right.
That's the last time Irene's getting the microphone.
Yeah. You know who was born today, by the way? No, not joking.
Yes.
No. Dustin Hoffman.
Ah.
You know Dustin?
Yes.
So he was born today. You know how old is he? He's 81 years old. 81!
Yeah, he looks good for 81, eh?
It looks good, yeah. Yeah, for
Kesha's corpse, birthday is on Friday.
Who?
Moshe's
birthday. Oh, Moshe Starograd's birthday is on Friday.
Yeah,
all
but
right,
in Moshe's age, you don't count birthdays anymore.
I must say, thank you very much, but as Liel said, at my age, I don't celebrate any more birthdays. I celebrate Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and you don't. And Moshe, you
I
don't.
I must say, it's a good one, yeah?
You don't thank us on your birthdays from now on, you thank God.
you must thank God. Yeah. We got you up today, yeah. Oh, you know, so we have like this. We
carry you until you were 60. From then, it's God's job.
You know, Roger Federer is already 37. Sure, says I'm old.
He's in good shape, eh?
He's
for 37.
Roger Federer,
and
for 37,
for athlete, yeah.
Sure. So anyway, we've got 81 years old when Dustin Hoffman.
You know who else got birthday today or yesterday? Wait, I'm talking, Mister. Yeah. I know you can't see me, but you can hear me. Yeah. Robin van Persie.
What is he?
He is also 36 or 37.
Today
or yesterday was his birthday.
Yesterday, not today. Yeah.
But you don't hear about him for I don't know. And he's still playing soccer.
Where's he playing soccer?
In
Turkey
Holland,
somewhere.
Turkey.
In Holland.
In Turkey now.
Yeah. I mean, so we've got him. We've got Louis van Gaal.
Yeah, you see another Dutch.
Oh, you know, let me tell you. One of my greatest heroes, Mohamed Morsi. You know who's he?
Mohamed
Morsi.
He was
got
the
a birthday
president
today.
For 2 weeks. For about
he was president from the 30th of June 2000. No. Just it was 11 months.
2 years.
He
was talking to Israel. I remember. I was in Israel.
He was never talking to Israel. This
he
guy
was
didn't
talking
want
to Israel. He's from the Muslim Brothers. He was talking to Israel. 11 months until they found out the.
You know, I don't know if you remember, but if you ever watched Western movies, you remember Emiliano Zapata. Zapata was a Mexican leader. He was like all the. I do remember at the time when we were watching westerns, there was always Zapata in the westerns. I don't sure
like
remember
the bad guy, like, the bad Mexican.
Yeah, always
guy.
It was a bad Mexican guy, but he was like a Mexican leader. He had he was like he has followers called Zapatitas. So he was born at 8 August 1879. And why I was impressed from him is because he had I'll tell you what he had. Hold on a second. He had children, plenty of children, and I'll read you a few of their names.
Yes.
So he had Carlota Zapata Sanchez, Diego Zapata Pinheiro, Elena Zapata Alfero, Felipe Zapata Espello, Gabriel Zapata Sanchez, Gabriel Zapata Vasquez, Guadalupe Zapata Alero.
You're Spanish, we are not. Explain to us why is the Zapata, the surname, is in the middle of the name?
Because afterwards they like donate, just get another name. Just for fun, yeah.
So it's like a game. Everyone is bonded. Yes. And then they ask you, you remember your grandfather's name? Say, no, no, it's a long time ago.
But it's definitely Zapata. Yeah. So that was only four names or three names. But the more like your great grandchildren are going to have like eight names because they keep some of the names.
You know, you say Zapata in Hebrew.
Yeah, it's a very Zapta. Strong Zapta. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So the time is now 18:35, and the marathon of jokes will start about now.
Wait,
so
just before, one small thing. Like,
if it's serious, I don't want it. Today. Excited? It is, all right.
It's serious, but exciting. In 1989, a 5,000-year-old beggarman was found in Arad.
Nice.
We all love beggarman. 5,000 years old.
What beggarman?
A beggarman game was discovered in digging in Arad. It was 5,000 years old. It was discovered in 1989, today.
Guys, wow. We have not received any SMS yet. I don't understand, in connection with our competition, yes, we received other SMS, but for competition we didn't. So let's talk good things or bad things about women. You can send it to us, 0618951019. That's our Telegram. And SMSs will be 34519. It will cost you $1.50. If you're too cheap, I'll pay you the $1.50. Just send it to us. All right. So what I want to say is, yeah, we've got a lot of things to say about women. I don't want to start, but like I said, women's are like.
So let me start and interrupt you.
Okay. But you got bad things about women too?
No.
Tomorrow is the
day. I'm a woman.
Oh, are you?
Yes.
All right. Go for it.
See? You know, men always say a woman's place is in the kitchen. Well, actually, you guys are right.
Yes, we are right.
Let me go to the kitchen and grab a knife.
That's not a joke. This is not...
Yes, our place is in the kitchen. Come and join us.
Yes. Marriage is a wonderful invention,
that's
I must say.
It's not a joke. It's a...
fact of life?
No.
But I must tell you, for what Irene said, that when I came home one evening, my wife was so, so sick. It was so bad.
Yeah.
I had to carry her to the kitchen to make supper. It's unbelievable.
Satan is such a gentleman.
He is a gentleman. Mensch. You know, marriage is a wonderful invention, I must say. And if my wife is listening, is My lovely wife, marriage is a wonderful invention, but then again, so is the bicycle repair kit.
I know where you're sleeping tonight.
You know what? You know that if it weren't for marriage, women would argue all their life with complete strangers. Unbelievable. Like, lucky that we exist, huh?
Tell them about the happy marriage.
No, let me tell you, happy marriage. Marriage is really rough because you have to deal with feelings and lawyers.
At least we have feelings. You men don't have feelings. You never mention your feelings.
Okay. Marriage.
I'm going to close
marriage or wedding is the happiest
day of
the day of your life.
Yeah. Your life, yeah, yeah.
The 20 years of living together after it is the problem. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, let me tell you, someone told me that if you want to marry a woman, you should first make her use a computer with a very slow internet for a while, then see how she really, really is.
You know, if it wasn't for marriage, we guys would go through all our life without understanding we have faults. Huh?
We've got somebody says here, women are rib-off. Ask Adam. Adam Avenue.
It's a rib off. Rib off?
A rib off. Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Adam. This Adam. You know Adam?
Yeah, I know. I heard about him. That's
Eve's husband, yeah.
Eve's Mosico. How do you call it? Eve, like Manuel for Eve.
Don't kill it, yeah.
What? So, you know, I said, I love you so much. I couldn't live without you. So my wife giggled and said, is it you talking or the beer? I said, no, it's me talking to the beer.
That's not bad. Ethan, you're getting better and better, I must say.
You had another one.
I'm practicing another
one. You had another one with the beer?
Ah, yeah. You know, if, how many men is taking to open a beer?
To open a beer bottle?
Yeah. None. When she's bringing it, it's supposed to be open.
It must be open, I must say. Yeah, it must be open.
Tell them the truth.
Women marry men, really hope they will change. Men marry women, hope they will never change. Good marriage should be between a blind wife and a deaf husband. What do you think?
Yeah.
It will be a very successful one. Let me do that one. So I'm going to, this is a very nice song, and
okay,
I would like you.
I will push the border after.
Eh?
I will push the border.
Are you going to push the border? Yeah. To where?
A little bit.
All right.
Let's see.
This is Pawn Stars Unplugged.
I know it's a nice song. Thank you for staying with us through the song. It's Dr. Victor and the Rasta Rebels. If you want to make an ugly woman your wife. Yep.
If you want to be happy, make an ugly woman your wife.
If you want to be happy for the rest of your life.
If you want to make an ugly woman your wife, I don't think it's a good idea.
Just to make an ugly woman.
Tell me, moms are also women, right?
Yeah, they are. Well,
I'm asking.
Yeah,
what?
Except my mom.
It's a different woman. Yeah.
Okay, so I've got your mama joke. So your mama is so dumb.
Yeah.
She went to the dentist to get a Bluetooth. your mama is so dumb. She went to the bookstore to look for Facebook. Your mama is so fat. Trump is going to use her as the border wall.
Yeah.
That's
your mama is so ugly.
Yeah.
When she throws a boomerang, it doesn't come back. Your mama is so dumb. She goes to sleep with a ruler to see how long she can sleep. Your mama is so fat. Her profile picture on Facebook is from Google Earth. Your mama is so dumb, she thinks General Motors is someone from the army. Your mama is so dumb, she thinks seaweed is something that fish smoke. And the last one, your mama is so dumb, when her PC mouse broke, she took it to the vet.
Can I say something for all the thin women?
For all the
thin, like me, thin.
All right, yeah, go for it.
When a guy says to you, "You're a bit too thin for me," say to him, "That's lucky because you're a bit too thick for me."
Yeah, good one, good one. Although I don't like when you're talking bad things about guys. This is a guy's show.
Oh, really? Yeah. Have you noticed I'm not a guy?
No, right, but this is the guy's show.
You are what we call support unit.
Yeah.
So you like them slender.
If you,
No.
So, you know, yesterday I came home.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I thought you were staying outside.
Actually, I had the key.
Yeah, did you?
So
did she give you the key?
The lazy boy switched on the TV, shouting to my wife, quick, bring me the beer before it's starting.
Yeah.
Running to the kitchen, bring me my beer and everything, all hysterical. quick, run to the kitchen, bring me the pretzels before it's starting. Rush, bring me the pretzels, coming back. Bring the peanuts before it's starting. She said, hold on. What's going on? Oh, fuck, it's
starting.
What did sorry.
You, before you said that the F word is not for you, but all right. It was good. So they say if you really speak your mind, you'll be speechless.
that's for a woman.
Yeah, you know, in the morning, my wife made the breakfast of eggs.
Yeah.
You know, fried eggs, whatever, a simple breakfast. So I ran into the kitchen. Are you crazy? What are you doing? You need to put more butter. A little bit salt, turn it over. No, it's too hot and this and this. Like 20 minutes, I shouted. Then she stopped me. She said, what the hell are you doing? I know how to make 2 fried eggs. Said, yeah, I just wanted you to feel how I can feel when I'm driving.
Stupidity is not a crime, so you're free to go.
And now you started with women, and now we for the
no. But I don't know. You didn't have a lot. You heard about mama. You heard about mamas. So I mama's said, you know what? I'll get my jokes for
kind
mama.
Kind of women.
So what happened to this woman? So this woman were having an affair. This little kid. So he had these big noises in the bedroom. So he said to himself, "Let me jump into the cupboard." So he jumped into the cupboard and he closed himself in the cupboard. And it's dog. Then his mom was busy with the other guy. Then. There was a noise. The father's entering the house. Suddenly, the kid sitting in the cupboard, see that man jumping with him in the cupboard, and as he's jumping in the cupboard, he says, shh. So the kid says to him, it's dark here, eh? The man says, yes, it's dark here. Says, I've got a cricket bat. Do you want to buy it? The man says, no, I don't need cricket bats. He says, it's only 5,000 rands. The man saw he's not getting out of it. Says, okay, take the money. He bought for him the cricket bat. Anyway, 2 weeks passed. Again, the little kid heard some noises, jump into the cupboard. Then you see that man and his wife kiss, and his mother kissing. Here they go on the bed, and then again, knocking the door. And as they knock in the door, they see the father comes. And just before the father comes, that man goes straight into the...
Jump into the...
But the boy is under the bed, so you must...
The boy is in the cupboard.
The boy is in the cupboard. The boy is in the cupboard. And... No, he's not.
He's hiding the cupboard.
So anyway, so that the boy is in the cupboard and he's sitting, and the man comes to him and the boy says, "It's dark here." The man says, "Yes, it is dark here." He says, "I've got 2 bowls. I want to sell them for two and a half thousand rands each. So it's 5,000 rands. The man says he knew he's going to have a problem. He paid him 5,000 rands to finish with the boy. Anyway. Comes the weekend, the man says, the father says to the boy, "Do you want to come play cricket?" The boy says, "No, I sold the cricket bat and the 2 balls. So the boy said, the father said to him, "Listen, how did you sell them?" He says, "No, the guy gave me 10,000 rands. 10,000 rands for those, maybe it's worth 50 bucks.
Yeah.
He says, "Yeah." He says, "All right, you have to go to church. We have to do a confession and whatever." So they go into the church. He goes into the confession booth and as the door closes, the boy says, "Oh, it's dark here." The voice on the other side says, "Oh, not you again." That's.
Roy, you know.
Yeah?
Can I tell you one quickly?
Yeah, sure.
I've lost it.
Okay. You lost it.
So this policeman, policeman telling this woman, "Madam, it's not allowed to swim in this lake." So she's saying, "Why couldn't you tell me this before I took off my clothes?" He said, "Well, this is prohibited. Yeah.
Yeah.
You are allowed to take off your clothes.
It's allowed, yeah.
Nothing to do with the swimming."
That was the joke. Yeah. You must raise your hand when it's finished. I found that we know when to jump.
But you can do that. But
I found my joke.
Oh, did you? All right.
Okay.
Keep it. Yeah. Wait. A butcher is standing in the shop one day and he see a dog coming into the shop, coming in and go out. And then he look closely and he see there is a note inside of the dog's mouth. Okay, take the note. It says, "Give me 1 kilo of minced meat, give me 1 kilo of sausages and 1 kilo of steak." He said, "Okay." He put the dog, they take the money from the dog, had a small bag. He took the money, put the meat inside the packet, he give the dog the packet, and the dog is going out. He want to see what's going on. He goes after the dog and he see the dog is going, he's standing in the next to the robot, he's pressing the button, and when the robot change, he cross the road, then he go after a bridge, he goes into the subway, he goes into another station, he goes out, and he goes inside a house, a driveway. And the guy is after him. He wants to see what's going on, what his dog is doing. And the dog is coming to the door, sit next to the door, put the packet down, and start knocking on the door. He's knocking on the door, and there is no answer. He's knocking on the door, there is no answer. The dogs go around the house again, knock on the door. Then a man opened the door and start hitting the dog. So the butcher is jumping on the guy. He said, "You know what special dog it is? Why are you hitting him?" He said, "Listen, this stupid dog, only this week he forgot the key twice."
A good one. A marriage, illegal or religion ceremony? No, that's just explanation. I mean, I'll give it to you from the Oxford dictionary. Yeah. So a marriage, it's a legal or religious ceremony by which 2 persons of the opposite sex solemnly agree to harass and spy on each other for 99 years or until death do them part.
I like that tip. Until death do they part.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, can I tell you now?
Yeah, please.
sorry. A guy on a train, after I asked him to move his bag off the seat, "Why didn't you grab my genitals?" I replied, "I didn't bring my tweezers."
All right.
You didn't think that was funny?
No,
no.
It
is funny.
Okay. Why people ask you to grab the genitals, please?
No, so why did you bring... Why? All right. So, all marriages are happy. It's the living together afterwards that causes all the trouble.
From the secular point of view.
From there?
From the secular point of view, not the religious point of view.
Okay.
Do you believe in life after death?
Someone told me.
Yeah. So I met also a person. He says, yes, I believe 100%. I said, why? He says,
my wife,
I was married for 30 years. My wife died. Now I start living. Life after death.
You know, they say, keep your eyes open, wide open before marriage. Half shut afterwards.
I promised to go to the border, so...
Yeah, you already crossed the border today.
So yeah.
Not again.
We got 7 minutes on. The time is now 1853, and Eitan's going to tell us a job.
Yeah, we'll try. Yeah. An aeroplane is about to crash. Ooh. So this young girl jumping, he said, listen, I can't die without being a woman, taking off her closet. Who will help me to become a woman? So a guy stand up, taking off his shirt, he said, go iron it.
that's actually a very nice one, I must say.
Roy?
Yes?
Just before you're closing, can I read that thing that I was telling you about for women?
You can read it.
Now?
Yes.
Okay, woman. Changes her name, changes her home, leaves her family, moves in with you, builds a home with you, gets pregnant for you. Pregnancy changes her body. She gets fat, almost gives up in the labor room due to the unbearable pain of childbirth. Even the kids she delivers bear your name. Till the day she dies, everything she does, cooking, cleaning your house, taking care of your parents, bringing up your children, earning, advising you, ensuring you can be relaxed, maintaining all family relations, everything that benefits you, sometimes at the cost of her own health, hobbies, and beauty. So there you have it.
Oh, that's why I got divorced.
And all I heard was wah, 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 wah.
Me too. So there's nothing in the world like the devotion of a married woman. It is the thing no married man knows anything about.
That's why you made that comment after I read that.
No. Marriage is an adventure, I must say. It's like going to war.
Yeah. I want to, this man is lying on the beach. The man is lying on the beach, naked, his hat is on his jewels. And this lady is passing on the beach and saying, if you would be a gentleman, you know, you will lift up your hat. He said, if you will be nice, the hat will lift up himself.
But it's naughty, yeah? Eitan, you know that's naughty.
Well,
you don't really...
I promised borders.
Borders. All right. So
Boundaries.
Your boundaries, my borders.
No, it's boundaries.
There's no such thing.
All right.
So before marriage, man declares that he would lay down his life to serve you. After marriage, he won't lay down his newspaper to talk to you. More marriages might survive if the partners realize that sometimes the better comes after the worse.
Yeah.
You know, it reminds me of a joke, but it's a quick joke. It must be a quick joke. There was two guys that got, two friends. They're just walking by the next to the beachfront. They got the mat. Say, oh, I haven't seen you for like 25 years. How are you doing? He says, no, oh, I'm married for 25 years. I've got kids. I says, no, tomorrow I'm getting married. He says, don't do it. He says, what do you mean don't do it? You don't know my girlfriend. She's a honey. She's the best. She's a whatever. She's the guest. He says to him, listen to me, my friend. You know, marriage is like a jar. Then on top, there's a little bit of honey and the rest is all crap. He says, no, man, you don't know my girlfriend. Anyway, they meet a year later again. He says, you know what, my friend? I think I opened the jar upside down. So, yeah.
So you don't even have an excuse.
No, it doesn't have an excuse. No excuse. Yeah, marriage is like, when a man loses his bachelor degree and a woman gets him. No, a master's degree. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so this woman is coming home very, very late and, you know, quietly opened the door to the bedroom and she suddenly see these 4 feet outside of the blanket.
Yeah.
Taking the baseball bat and, give me the crap over there. Yeah. Eating. When she finished, she out of sweating everything, yeah, going down to the kitchen to have something cold to drink. Yeah. She see her husband. So husband turned to her and said, your parents came to visit there in our bedroom. Did you say hi to them?
Yeah, let me tell you something. We'll have to say goodbye in like a minute. So he said, marriage. Sometimes soulmates, sometimes cellmates. Another thing, not a nice thing we got to ya.
If you murder your spouse, you're not gonna be cellmate. So.
Yeah, but it's feel like cellmate, you know, sitting in a jail. You know, yeah, but the secret of happy marriage remains a secret.
You know, my wife was complaining last night that I never listened to her or something like that.
Yeah. Marriage is a bond between a person who never remembers anniversaries and another who never forgets them.
Roy, you must love being married because you never forget anniversaries.
I never forget anniversaries because I never forget bad or good things that happened to me in my life.
I want to tell you, Irene, it's not that we don't forget. We don't dare to forget.
It's a survival mechanism. Yeah,
yes,
it's like breathing.
Yes, yes. You know, if you ask me when I stopped smoking, I remember exactly the day. I'll tell you how many days was it ago. I'm sure Leo will remember too. What date was it, Leo?
But the marriage, I remember.
The marriage for sure I remember. But, uh-huh.
No, I don't remember your marriage.
No, no, my marriage. You know, I think my rabbi died many years ago.
Dinosaurs reigned the earth.
Yeah. Guys, I want to say goodbye, guys.
And Shabbat Shalom because we're not here tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow we won't be here, but we're going to see you next week, Wednesday. Yeah. So have a lekker evening,
have
guys.
Have a great public holiday.
Be safe, love each other, people.
You know, we've got Pussycat from Tom Jones. So yes, we're going to leave you with that.
What's new?
Happy Women's Day. I can't say the word woman.